Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The right fielder, Estel Crabtree. Batting third. The left fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Sickforth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Kolb. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stu Bolin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Stu Bolin. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a fly ball into left field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bolin. Douthat moves to second. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch takes first base on ball four. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is hit by the pitch. Douthat moves to third. Rausch moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crabtree. Kline reaches second base with a double. Brickell moves to third. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brickell scores. Kline moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Kline scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Phillies. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crabtree. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor Douthit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Douthit hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a fly ball into left field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a fly ball into center field. Douthit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0-for-1 in the game. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst bunts towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. It's 4-0, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth takes first base on ball 4. Durocher moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mallon hits a fly ball into left field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin hits a pop-up towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brickell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Douthat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 2 in the game. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Crabtree moves to second. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Crabtree moves to third. Rausch moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crabtree scores. Rausch scores. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 4-2, Phillies. Frank Watt now pitching. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Hendrick. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hurst bunts towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuccinello covering, for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sickforth hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 3 in the game. Crabtree hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Reds, 4, Phillies, 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rausch moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rausch scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mallon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buzz Arlette pinch hits for Frank Watt. Buzz Arlette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlette hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Reds will come to bat. John Milligan now pitching. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sickforth strikes out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Culp strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crabtree hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 5, Phillies, 5. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crabtree. Tate reaches second base with a double. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Jumbo Elliott now pitching. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Phillies. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mallon hits a fly ball into left field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jumbo Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brickell hits a fly ball into left field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. Elliott moves to second. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sickforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Culp pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Douthat is hit by the pitch. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crabtree hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.